I'm not on the sell side here.
Hello, this is Chad.
Hey, Chad, good morning. How's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hey, Dennis. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Just wanted to give you a call and introduce myself. Working on your approval here. Okay. Just looking into a couple things. I noticed that you guys just took a loan out with Swift Financial on the 1st, right, of June?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not really a loan, though. It's like a advance where they did with the credit card type of thing.
Gotcha. Are they actually taking the funds from the credit card processing then?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, I see it was for $17,000. Yeah. Trying to work around that because one thing we don't want to do is overextend you guys.
Sure.
What was the annual sales of the company? I know you're just probably don't have a tax return yet. So.
We have.
Oh, yeah, it's for $37,000. That's right. It's coming back.
Yeah, but that was only for because we just opened in July.
Gotcha.
August. It was only for a few months.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, but we're doing like 15 a month right now. So, and increasing. Like next month will be more. And then, you know, I think by the end of the year, we'll be doing close to 30 a month.
Yeah, it looks like you guys are definitely on a growth spurt and must be getting pretty popular.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah.
I like working with gyms. I've financed quite a few of them. Well, we have some options for you still. I'm just trying to figure out the best way to go about this. How long was the term of the loan with Swift Capital?
Oh, it's like 9 months.
9 months. Okay, so it's pretty short term. We just took it out last month.
Yeah, I wish I wouldn't have done that, to be honest with you. In fact, what I'd like to do is just pay it off. It doesn't have any short-term penalties or anything. I don't know if you guys do that or not.
Well, typically with these short-term working capital programs, they won't accept funds from another bank to pay it off. You have to use your own funds, so it's kind of a hassle. They do that, so they get their money back. They should have some sort of early payoff benefit for you, though, but being that you guys are a startup company, I'd recommend that you just ride it out at least a little bit. Once you get 50% paid in, we can actually renew those terms for you and put you in a better situation, definitely.
Yeah.
Just have to wait a little bit of time, but as far as any other options for it, we do have equipment financing available. Read the notes here. It looks like you guys are looking for an equipment rack, some other things of that nature. Checking in. Do you have any quotes for the equipment itself?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's only for $1,600. I mean, it's not
$1,600. Okay. Yeah. I mean, the minimum we'll do on equipment is $5,000.
Yeah.
Bummer. Do you own any of the equipment in the gym outright currently?
No. No, it's leased.
Is it? Okay. I was going to say, we have secured financing where we can actually just put that up for collateral and go that route. They give you a much more of a traditional type loan. But I know right now, with the sales being around $15,000, usually what we can lend is about 10% of your annual sales. So obviously it's going to increase throughout the year. You're pretty much at a point with $17,000 with Swift where you're right around 10% of your annual sales right now. Maybe even a little bit more, knowing that that's going to increase. And we'll only lend right around 10% of the annual sales. So that puts me in a situation where I could look into doing a second position loan for you behind the Swift one, but it's going to be probably shorter term than the Swift one. It's probably going to be a higher cost. And I don't really like to do that unless it's something that you absolutely need at this point, just because it's kind of like a second mortgage. If you've ever done it before, they're usually shorter term. They might have a balloon payment at the end. They obviously don't have a balloon payment, but they're just not the best loan available.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can just hold tight with us until we can get to about 50% paid in. And we can even work with you on a few other options too. I mean, you don't have to be exactly 50% paid in. We just need to make sure that the loan that we give you is more than 50% of your payoff. So if you're down to $10,000 with that Swift loan, then we'll have to lend you have to lend you $20,000, for example, so that you're yielding at least the other 10%, so it makes sense for you.
Yeah,
over hopefully a much longer term and all that good stuff to you. But
okay. What about is there any sort of credit line I could get just for a couple months?
We do have an unsecured credit card. Not unsecured, it's a credit card actually that has no interest for 6 months, but they're pretty hard to get approved for it. From my experience, you need at least a 700 credit score or higher to get approved for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could send it out to you, and it's actually through, I think it's through Visa, actually, is who the approval comes back at.
Okay. No, I think I'm at like 660 or something like that right now.
Are you okay? I mean, it's possible if you get approved. I don't know if you want to put another inquiry on your credit.
No, now and then.
But that's,
so there's nothing we could do right now, is that what you're saying?
Other than equipment financing, you know, that's kind of what we're up against, unfortunately. And then for $1,600, I don't know that they would even make an exception. I did get an exception the other day for a small loan for $4,700, but they said they made an exception for that. So I know $1,600 would be definitely pushing it. I mean, we could look into a second position. It might be a better deal for you, and it might even be better than your first position approval, but I think it's just going to be a smaller amount. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything to look into it, but I think right now with $17,000, actually, the payoff is probably more than that. It's probably,
it's like almost 20.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's probably almost 20. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right. But maybe even a little bit more.
But I paid like $2,000 already back. So.
Okay. So yeah, then it probably is right around 20 then.
No, the whole total cost is like less than $3,000.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, hey. Well, thanks. And you know, we'll just keep. Are you in Del Mar, by the way? I noticed your phone was from Del Mar. Do you live in Del Mar?
We're really close, actually. We're right across from. If you're familiar with the area, we're across from the UTC Mall area.
Yeah. I used to work in Torrey Pines.
Okay.
At IDEC Pharmaceuticals, and I lived on Del Mar Heights Road.
Okay. Yeah, we're right across from
there. Then I bought a house. Yeah, then I bought a house in San Marcos, like San Alejo Hills, actually.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually where I'm looking at now. I live in Mission Valley. I'm looking up in that area. It's just
one of the great areas.
Yeah, I like it. It's kind of up and becoming, and
yep.
Got some scenery to look at. It's not a little busy like, you know, San Diego area. So.
Cool, man. Well, yeah. Now I live in actually Del Mar, New York. Believe it or not.
I saw that.
Yeah.
A little ironic.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, just, you know, keep me in mind. And if anything comes by, you know, I just, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep you in mind. I'm going to put you in my calendar to give you a call in about, 4.5 months, maybe probably 3 months, actually. Just checking to see where you're at on that. And if anything comes up between now and then, if any other equipment purchases or whatnot, we can definitely do that for you. That's not a problem. Sky's at limit on that. We just need to make sure.
On the equipment purchases? Really?
Exactly. Yeah. What we look at for equipment purchases
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's fine.
I would like to do that, actually, because I'd like to get the rack. There's a couple other pieces I would like to get, too, like a rower and a treadmill type of thing. So you would be able to do that?
Absolutely. Yes. And it's good to get that type of financing under your belt now for maybe a smaller purchase, like around $5,000 or whatever, you know, even a little bit more. Just because it does help build your business credit, you know, kind of put you on the map as far as that goes. Get your foot in the door with us, and then if you open up another location, we could do all the financing for you at that point. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, let's plan on doing that. I'll get some quotes together, and then we can talk more about that.
All right, Chad. Sounds good. I will email you just at Chad P. Foundry Fitness Delmar.
Yeah. Yep.
Doesn't show the whole email address here.
Yeah, that would be good. I'd like to get some more equipment. I think that'd be great. And I wouldn't have a problem getting that, you're saying?
No, you wouldn't have a problem. I mean, I haven't looked into the credit too much, but I think you're fine. As far as credit goes, it's it's good to do it now while you're still under 2 years' time of business just to help, you know, establish business credit as well.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. It's just kind of like you're 18 years old again, and you got to buy that car at 20% or whatever, you know what I mean? It's got to start over, but it's good to do it with a small amount. That way, if you do expand, open up new locations and stuff like that, you'll have your foot in the door with a bank that's, you know, willing to lend to you at that point.
Okay. Awesome, man. Thank you.
You too, Chad. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.